So we'll have the first of the guided meditations on loving kindness. And just first allow yourself to settle and get comfortable. Get as relaxed as you can. So take a minute or two to do that. Make any adjustments you need to make. And as you're doing that, I'm going to read a poem by Martha Postlethwaite called Clearing. She says, "Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue. Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue." So we'll begin by just some very simple practices of relaxing and arriving. And I invite you to just to do these now, but also to remember them and come back to them anytime during the day or anytime during your practice when it will be helpful to do so, maybe particularly if you're experiencing any difficulties. I'll give you just four very simple things that I've found helpful and others have found really helpful. And the first is just to take some deep breaths. You can always come back and take one or two full deep breaths. And for now, maybe take four or five full breaths. So breathing in deeply, let the body, let the lungs fill with air, and then slowly release, just letting the breath come out. And let the breath be slow and long, a little longer than the in-breath. Breathing out any tensions or cares of the day, of the week. Again, breathing in deeply and then slowly releasing on the out-breath. Long, full exhalation. Then again, breathing deeply, and as you do, just invite in a quality of calm. It may be helpful just to say that word silently to yourself, calm. On the in-breath, and then on the out-breath, calm. Breathing in deeply, calming the body. And as you breathe out, calming the mind. So letting, maybe taking another full breath or two and being able to come back to a deep breath. And this will help, it helps the nervous system settle, helps us relax, helps shift from the fight or flight mode into the kind of the rest and digest mode, the parasympathetic nervous system, kind of more relaxed mode of the nervous system. So the deep, some deep breaths. And the second, these very simple practices, is just to scan your body. Just move the attention down the body. And often we're scanning in a kind of very vigilant or tense way, sometimes fearful way. Just let this scanning be very, very aware, friendly, easeful. Move your attention down the body. And notice if there's any area where you're clinging or holding on, tightening your muscles, or holding tension, holding tightness. And if you come across an area of tension, just pause there, breathing in a relaxed way, and just invite that area to soften, to relax. So there's particular areas of the body where we tend to hold tension. One is the face, around the eyes, facial muscles, the mouth. So see if you can just allow the facial muscles and the eye muscles to soften just by bringing awareness to that area, breathing in a relaxed way, and just let the muscles relax. Let the tongue be relaxed in the mouth. Relaxing the throat. And coming into the shoulders, we often carry a lot of tension in the shoulders. Many of us are focusing a lot on computers during the day and our work week. So a lot of tension builds up at the back of the neck and the shoulders and the upper back. So just let the shoulders relax, consciously relaxing the shoulders, just feeling gravity pulling you down to the earth and maintaining a kind of an upright, dignified posture, but relaxed, relaxed and alert. And then letting your attention drop down into the belly, which is another area we kind of tense up in the belly, we tighten up, we clench muscles if we're stressed or busy or in a hurry. So let the belly, let the stomach muscles relax. Let the belly be open. Let the breath come into an open, relaxed belly. So relaxing the muscles and the chest, if there's any tightness in the chest. Just might take a deep breath and invite a relaxing there. Relaxing the hands and the lower body. Any area where you're feeling like there's some holding or tension, just invite a softening. So the whole body, just see if you can let the whole body be relaxed and at ease. And any time you feel some tensing up, just let your awareness come to that area and invite again a softening. And we can do this at any time. Any time we just become aware of it, tightening up, just invite a relaxing, softening. So I'd invite you during the day just to scan your body, just notice in a relaxed way, just the felt sense, is there tension anywhere? And can I relax? Can I be more at ease? A little more at ease right now. So that's just the second simple practice that we can do at any time. The third is to invite a smile to your face. It can be just a half smile, just activating the muscles at the corners of your eyes and the corners of your mouth. If it's helpful, think of somebody in your life that who makes you feel happy, joyful, calm, or a place or a time that you felt at ease, felt happy. Just allow that to bring a smile to your face if you can. And if not, don't worry. Just bring kindness to whatever is here right now. But if you can, just activate those muscles. We don't even need to be happy to have the benefits of the smile. Scientific studies show that we deal with stress in a much better way if we activate those muscles. The muscles sends the message to the nervous system that we can shift out of fight or flight and we can just be at ease, we can be relaxed. So even if we're not necessarily feeling it, the nervous system gets that message. So if you can just allow the smile, you think of the Buddha, just that half smile of the Buddha you see on statues and pictures. And being able to come back to the smile at different times. And you can let the smile be an expression of how you want to meet whatever you're experiencing. just letting a smile be kind of a welcoming of whatever's here. And just the final of these simple practices, and this can be very helpful if we're experiencing difficult bodily sensations or difficult emotions, is to put your hand on your heart, just feeling the life that's here, perhaps feeling the pressure or the warmth of your hand, feeling the beating of your heart, feeling your breathing, or you could put a hand on the belly or both, and just being able to just acknowledging if there's some suffering, just caring about the suffering that's here. So in the practice of mindfulness, the central instruction or encouragement is to meet our experience just as it is. So whatever is present for you right now, see if you can simply recognize what's here and allow it to be as it is. So perhaps there's some tightness in your chest or in your throat. Just recognize that. Name it if it's helpful, tightness. And just allow it to be as it is. Breathe into it. Don't resist it or fight it, but just let it be. Recognize and allow. The wonderful poem I love by the Sufi poet Jalaluddin Rumi, The Guest House, which really speaks to the kind of attitude and the quality we bring to our practice, to the practice of mindfulness meditation. And it's really a support for loving kindness too. It's welcoming the guest. The poem is The Guest House. He says, "This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, for each has been sent as a guide from beyond." So how would it be to meet whatever is arising for you, whatever's present, as just like guests coming to visit, and as a host, just to welcome all of the guests, to not differentiate, to not say, "I like you, but I don't like you," but allow each of them to come, and the difficult emotions and the pleasant body states and the joys and the sorrows, to welcome them all. Just welcoming the guests. And as we're practicing today, as we're cultivating these qualities of loving kindness and mindful presence, see if you can give yourself permission to be as fully here as you can. Put aside the concerns of the week that's gone by and the time that's still to come. All of that is past or future. It's all just the creation of the mind. It doesn't exist anymore except in our minds. What exists is this present moment that we can show up for or we can miss. You know, we never fully miss it, but we can be somewhere else, and we are a lot of the time. So just opening to being present here, being here now. So in this practice of loving kindness that we'll be doing for the next 15 minutes or so, we traditionally, typically begin with ourselves. Because if our hearts are closed to ourselves, it's very difficult, perhaps impossible, to let our hearts be open to others. It's not as though we have separate compartments or two or more hearts, two or more, you know, the ability to kind of shut off. We do a great job of compartmentalizing, but the heart knows, the body knows. If we're closed to ourselves, it's going to be reflected in how we meet other people, whether our heart can be fully open to them. So we begin with ourselves, if we can. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes we're not the easiest person to begin with if there's a lot of judgment or criticism. But see if it's possible to begin just letting your attention rest in the body and particularly in the heart area. Just reflecting for a moment on your life, on what you care most deeply about. What you love. And what you, in your deepest heart, want for yourself. You know, happiness, perhaps. Greater freedom or less anxiety or fear. Just touch into, if you can, your aspiration for yourself, your wish for yourself, or your wishes, your deepest wish for yourself. And breathing in and breathing into the heart, just send a wish to yourself. May I be happy, if you can, may I be happy. Just feel how that lands for you. May I be happy. Let the emphasis be on the final word. Just wishing for yourself happiness. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. Each one of us wishes for ourselves as good health, mental, physical health, and safety. If we don't feel safe, it's really hard to let our hearts be open. We go into fear. We go into worry. So wishing for yourself safety. Safety and well-being. The sense that you can feel safe here in this body, in this place, in this life. May I be safe. May I live with ease. And just using those phrases, if they're helpful to you, we can use other phrases. I'll just give you a few examples if any of these resonate with you. May I rest in great natural peace. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be held in loving kindness. May I accept myself just as I am. May I be free from inner and outer harm. So just feeling for yourself what words or what phrases, if any, really send to you, just speak to you in a way that you feel, yes, I can, I want happiness for myself. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. So for the next few minutes, just in whatever way, in with those words or your own words, feeling what's present for you in the body, in the heart, using a visualization if it's helpful, visualizing yourself right now or at another time in your life. Just wishing, sending these wishes of friendliness, of kindness, of well-being to yourself. Just as in the mindfulness practice, you know, if we're using the breath as a focus, we'll find that our mind moves off into thought and we'll be planning or remembering or daydreaming. And then the practice is just to gently observe that and gently come back to the breath. It's the same really with this practice of loving kindness. You find yourself caught up in some story or conversation or images. Just notice and come back to the sending of the wishes. May I be happy, healthy, safe, live with ease. Or just beginning again, not a problem when we move into thought, but just coming back, inclining the mind back to this moment, back to this practice, this cultivation of these beautiful qualities of heart and mind. in this practice, we, as I said, we kind of move out really in circles, kind of letting the circle get larger and larger. And typically we then go to a person who it's very easy to feel friendship, kindness, love, caring towards. It's often called the benefactor. Somebody who's really loves you, cares for you in a very uncomplicated way. And one of the things in this practice, and really to invite you to do, is to feel what's going to be most helpful to you. So if you feel that it's most helpful to stay with sending these wishes to yourself, please do that. You know, you could spend the whole day just sending loving kindness to yourself, and that would be a wonderful practice. For each of us, it's kind of finding what will serve to let the heart be open, what's requiring, what's calling for attention. So just feel that. Feel your way into that. So even if I might, or Ruth might, kind of invite us, you to kind of focus on a difficult person, it might feel more natural for you and more helpful to be focusing on yourself or a dear friend. So just let yourself be your own guide for that. And then now, just see if it feels right for you to let the circle expand, to bring in somebody who's dear to you, somebody who cares about you or cared about you. You know, it could be a parent or a grandparent or a teacher, dear friend. And if you can, just let that image of them come into your heart and into your mind. And you might reflect on how, like you, this person, this being, wants to be happy and safe and free from suffering, free from harm, wants to live with ease and well-being. And if it helps, you can just use their name, you know, John or Sarah, Mom. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. May you live with ease. You can, just connecting with the area of the heart, and you're caring for this person, this being. For some it might be a pet, it might be an animal. You might visualize the person or the being close to you, with you, or just have their image, their visual image in your heart, in your mind, and wishing, sending these wishes of loving kindness, of friendliness to them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And in a couple of minutes, I'll ring the bell. And what we'll do is we'll move into a period of walking meditation. And if, for this practice of walking, some of you may have done walking meditation on retreats before. This is slightly different. Normally when we do walking meditation, it's very slow and very conscious and very kind of aware of the movements of the body and the lifting and the moving and the placing. In loving kindness meditation, when we do the walking, it's more, you might try just walking something close to normal pace and just continuing the practice that we've begun here, kind of sending the wishes to yourself, may I be happy, may I be well, may I be safe and healthy, and whatever the words you or phrases you want to use. You could include a benefactor, may you be happy and healthy. And you can also, just anybody who crosses your path or anyone who comes into your field of vision, to send wishes of loving kindness. Maybe just may you be happy. Maybe not going through all of the phrases, just sending a wish. May you be happy. May you be well. You can include if an insect comes by or a bird or a squirrel, just letting everything, all beings come in. Sending these wishes of loving kindness. As you walk through, you walk around or downstairs or outside, just letting you're taking in this beautiful day, taking in the sound of the bell. Great. So enjoy this, really kind of explore the practice in the walking. It's a lovely way to continue the practice.